What is that song? I just heard this song at Disney the other day, and it's like in my head. When they begin the beginning, I think there's words to this. There's words to it.
When they begin the begin.
What the hell is a begin?
It brings back the sound of music so tender.
Tender.
It brings back a night. Tropical splendor.
Oh, I was going to say thunder. Tropical thunder.
Brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be
but they do.
When they begin the begin, to live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart. Divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean.
Note or not. You're listening to NPR, National Public Radio. It is 5:59. Scott's supposed to be here at 6.
But he's always early, but he's not early tonight.
This evening. Ooh, excuse me.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love.
And I didn't even know what song this was.
And when he comes my way.
What was that? Okay, start again.
I don't know the song.
Blame it on the boogie. You're supposed to blame it on the boogie. See, when I pointed, I was waiting for you to say boogie. That nasty boogie bugs me. I'm not going to go through another whole... I'm not going to go through another whole verse. Do you know who sang Blame It on the Boogie?
The Boogiemeisters.
No, do you not recognize the lead singer?
My baby just can't take her eyes off me. I don't blame it on the sunshine. I don't blame it on the moonlight.
Blame it on the boogie. I would say that that was Michael Jackson.
It was Jackson's, the Jackson 5, yeah. Very good.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Hi. Hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Hi.
I see that the Wi-Fi dog's there. And how are you?
I moved my...
Yeah, I was going to say the dog was there, but it wasn't messing up.
That's Howard. Eunice is downstairs with Drew because... Oh, I have to turn on original sound.
Yes.
Drew has Eunice because Eunice... Before, let's be clear. We have cleaning people here right now.
Yes.
So, and Eunice is having a little diarrhea today.
Oh.
So she's downstairs with Drew so that in an emergency, she can be quickly brought outside to squeak. And Howard is up here with me.
I see.
Trying to get out because... Is he at the door? Where is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got to be at the door somewhere. Who knows? Know. Who cares? Blame it on the boogie, Daniel.
What would that sound like?
Blaming it on the boogie?
No, like, so if you're on the 70s FM station...
Yeah.
How does this sound? How do you introduce this this song?
And now, the Jackson 5, Blame It on the Boogie.
We used to play that game on the Drag Race Recap podcast.
Oh.
You would just play some music and you had to do your announcement. Because ideally back in the 70s FM radio days, what you wanted to do is you wanted to finish talking right as they start singing. You know what I'm saying? So you have
absolutely
to, all that filler. 78 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. Boy, the 5 is sure clogged up. Well, I hope you're not trying to get anywhere. It's going to take you quite a while to get there, so you might as well sit back and relax and enjoy the sounds of the Jackson 5. Anyone who had 37 seconds before Scott made it into a penis joke, congratulations. You are the winner today.
At least I didn't say hole.
Anyone who had 47 seconds for a hole?
You're the winner on level 13. Level That's right. 13.
That's right.
I'm very excited for this Friday, this coming Friday.
We're doing a three-way with Adam.
It's very exciting. The prospect is just so exciting to me. No, it is. I love little Adam Burns. He's so adorable.
Little Adam Burns? That was his name?
Little Adam Burns.
Oh, little Adam Burns.
As my father used to say, you know what burns my butt? And we would all say, what, Dad? And he would say, a flame about that high? Well, you could tell where I got my sense of humor, right?
I was painting the other day.
A picture or a wall?
A wall. I was painting the bedroom. And do you listen to the NPR?
I do not.
So the NPR is the radio station that comes on when you're in Zach's car. He has it on NPR. That's what he listens to. I listen to podcasts on my phone, and it connects to my Bluetooth, which then plays the microphone. But in Zach's car, it is set to NPR. So
Zach's car is NPR.
So when we were leaving to go do something, I don't know, grocery shopping or something on Friday, or maybe it was when we were going to the Animal Kingdom, over to Hollywood Studios on Thursday. Anyway, I heard on the NPR that there was this show that was going to air on Saturday at 3 p.m. And the gist of the show, I wish I could remember the name of the show, like the series that it was.
Yes.
It's like Hindbrain or Hindsight. Anyway, the gist of the show was that the the LGBTQ pop, you know, the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
Had the most dramatic turnaround of any minority group in the history of the world, from the standpoint of the time that they were started fighting for equality and the time that they bypassed, you know, the 75% approval ratings, kind of like it's just considered to be mainstream. And no other minority group has done that. There's still, you know, the blacks haven't done that. The women haven't done that.
I would like to know who is telling me that the gay community has been normalized.
They're tracking polls, attitude polls, and it's like the LGBTQ is pretty much fucking mainstream at this point in time. Even QAnon has LGBT members in them. It's like even the crazy right-wing crazies now accept LGBT folks. It's that doesn't mean that they accept feminine men and, you know, drag queens or whatever, but I'm just saying that it's not a big deal for them to have someone in their life that is gay or lesbian, and it's not something it's not a wedge issue in the way that it used to be. Anyway, the premise of this show is that there were several different reasons for it, one of which was the juxtaposition of the radical fairies and the more mainstream like human rights campaign, where you had on the one side ACT UP and the radical fairies and stuff that was, you couldn't talk to them. No, you know, a right wing person or a religious person couldn't go talk to them because they were the screamy, shouty side of the, you know, they were the stick, and then HRC was the carrot. It's like so because you couldn't talk to these people, you would turn around and talk to those people, and it funneled more discussion into, anyway, it was a very interesting program.
You know, Daniel, I personally blame it on the boogie.
Well, then I guess we will not be talking about this on the show. Okay.
Nah, listen, I don't have anything. I don't got nothing. So.
Well, I mean, you didn't hear the show, so it's fine. What was that name of that show?
NPR.
Hidden Brain. Ha! Look at me with the Google. Juju.
Google Juju.
It just sounded weird for me to say Google Jew.
Google Jew. I Googled Jew and found.
Here's what I found.
Oh. Wow.
Where is my phone? Oh, it's over there. Did you have anything that you wanted to ask Google?
No.
I'm trying to find it here. I found that. All right, so it's called The Hidden Brain. This is the name of the series. And let me go over to the... Oh, it's one of those ones that they don't have... Well, you can listen on their... Oh, this is so confusing.
All of it makes for a great pre-show, though.
Doesn't it, though?
Uh-huh.
It was, why would they air it if it's not even available up on their website as, one moment, please. I'm now, I want you to listen to it and then we can talk about it on a future show. So I'll just, as soon as I find the link, I'll just send you the link and it'll be out of my head and I won't worry about it anymore. They put out a lot of shows.
How'd you do it? See, you've met my fateful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were a candy man, didn't you, freaky? Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of the day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet.
I was going to wait and see how far you were going to go with it.
I could do the whole number.
No, that's all right.
You know, Drew and I do something very, very mean.
What?
I used to all this time when Tim Curry would come up, I would say, Columbia, Magenta. And now since he's had the terrible, horrible stroke, I say, Columbia, Magenta. And I make my lip go down like that. Columbia, Magenta. Isn't that awful?
It is. That is awful. Don't you know
Making
him?
Making fun of someone's infirmity. I know him as a stretch. Met him, been at a party where he was at, smoking like a chimney, so it's probably was part and parcel for the stroke. But no, we were not friends. If he saw me, we had an interaction when I was very young and attractive. Then we were not co-workers, but we were in the industry together, and he did shows that I did. But
did
no.
you try out?
And like I said,
did you try out for Rocky Horror?
Good God, no, darling. I was very young. I was just a mere bagatelle. And they brought it over, as it were, as ever shall be, amen. They brought Tim and I think the two girls over, and then they cast Rocky here because the Rocky that they cast here was a young guy named, what was his name?
Sylvester Stallone.
Kim Milford was his name. Beautiful blonde. And my
Adrian
ex,
First Blood.
Rick knew Kim Milford. And this was when they brought it to the Roxy Theater here. So it was not known. It had not been made into a movie yet.
Adrian.
It was just a small production that they built here and used a lot of the London cast. And isn't that this is almost as exciting as the looking for the video.
I'm done. I'm done looking for the video. I've given up on it now. I've given up on it now. And it's not a video. It was audio. But that's all right. We just need to decide what we're going to do. Boy, this is going to be a great one. This is going to be a great one. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm going to do my best to give it a lot of energy and excitement. Mm-hmm. I could talk about dog diarrhea.
That's always fun. Mm-hmm. We get voicemails all the time. People saying, you know what I really like? Those dog diarrhea stories.
About dog diarrhea. Go lay down, Howard. Yeah. Yes, I'm talking to you, dude.
Yeah. Why doesn't anyone ever leave us a voicemail?
I think because only two people listen and they don't want to leave a voicemail.
Oh, that's sad.
What's to say, you know?
What's to say?
What's to say to us?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Daniel.
I like that order.
How are you doing?
On a voicemail.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. See, they would wait for us to presumably answer, and they would do that.
Yeah.
What do you think about hats?
They're good. You go lay down, please. Please, I have to do this.
You have to?
I mean, you know, I'm telling him no.
I have to. I have to do this goddamn thing with Daniel. I don't want to.
I very, very much enjoy the time with you, Daniel.
I just don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to talk about. You know what? Who cares? Fuck it. We'll just talk about whatever we're going to talk about. That's fine.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. And it's me.
It's you.
Googled you.
If we didn't have a pattern of naming our shows, I would name it Googled You.
Googled You.
But, you know, we do. We do have a pattern of how we name our show.
We do have a pattern. It's a pattern. It's a patty pattern.
See, they could call and leave a voicemail about that. All right, here we go.
About the patty pattern.
One, two, three, four!
Parade. The stamping of feet, the beating of feet.
Is there something that you think that is a good counterpoint to this melody?
Absolutely. I almost said medley,
and that wouldn't be. I'm Daniel, and welcome back to our show.
That's my job. I'm hosting this week.
Oh, so sorry.
Welcome back to our show, our little program that we so much enjoy doing every week for you, whether you listen or not.
Whether we feel like it or not.
Whether we feel like it or not. And you know.
Yes, what?
It's a show. It's a show, everyone. It's a show. Before we go any further, I would like to query one of my favorite queries.
Yes.
How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for asking. And I mean that sincerely, not ironically, as I do on my other program.
Sincerely. Oh, oh. Oh, yes, sincerely.
I'm very tired. And that's kind of making me kind of punchy because I had to be up very early this morning. I had to arise from my bed at 7:40. Well, I had an 8 o'clock meeting and I knew, I don't know. Well, of course you don't have this problem, but when I sleep, my hair goes in all directions.
Oh, that was mean.
And so when I knew that I would need to wet and tamp down my
problem, Daniel.
My hair.
I don't have.
Would you rather me have said, do you remember when you had that problem?
Daniel, do you see what's on the back of my head?
I do. It is some kind of bunny tail,
it's a ponytail. And when I wake up,
very
in
small
the morning,
pony. That's a very, it's a petite. It is my
little pony.
My little pony, my little pony. I love to crush her velvet hair.
When I wake up in the morning,
yes,
my hair is askance and askew as well. It just happens to be on the back of my head as opposed to the top of my head.
Okay.
So go ahead with your story. You know, before you go ahead with your story.
Yes.
One of the reasons that we are both fatigued is because of goddamn motherfucking daylight saving time. Well, first of all, I'm going to say this for Tommy. Daylight savings time.
Yes.
Because Tommy did a Facebook. He did an entire Facebook rant.
It was a pre-rant. Wasn't it a pre-rant? He's like, God damn it, you kids, tomorrow.
That's it. Yeah. And so don't do the S. It was a preemptive strike. It was shock and awe for the daylight saving time.
I don't think that's what he meant. I think it's just supposed to be daylight avings time.
Oh,
you dropped the S. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Daylight avings.
Yeah. Daylight avings.
Color me ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason that we are both a little bit off of the mark.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
Is it really fucks with you.
But here's the thing. Speaking of fucking with me.
Yes.
I had to be up. I had to be, no, I had to be up at 8 o'clock for this goddamn meeting.
Yes.
Because the head of our department wanted us to demo some stuff that we've been working on. And we had this meeting scheduled yesterday and he kept bumping it up because he was like, guys, I'm sorry. I just have no other time to do this. Can you do it at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning? Which we don't go to work at 8 o'clock. So we're basically, all right, well, yeah, we'll do it. Fine, whatever. And so I had to be up. I had to be up. And my hair, I had to tame my hair. So I needed to, I couldn't just wake up at 7:58. I had to wake up at like 7:55, but I'm one of those dozers. So I had to wake up before 7:55 so that I would have enough time to run the water through my hair so that I could come back up here and do my meeting. Yes, what?
You're telling me that you actually had to do something to earn your paycheck?
Yes.
For once?
Yes. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, there's so many things that you have.
So I'm there on the meeting at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
And my coworker,
Daniel's at the meeting.
My coworker, James, who also didn't need to be up at 8 fucking o'clock in the morning, he's there. We both look like, you know, puffy-eyed, you know, kind of like we just woke up, which we did. My manager's there, and then another one of our coworkers was there. But the head of the department, he's not there.
Daniel?
Yes.
I have to start my recording. Are you recording me?
I never started mine either.
Oh my God.
So level 13's been getting it this whole time.
How?
Because that's a separate recorder. That recorder's been running.
I didn't know that. Okay, so this is all been a free show.
Let's just start again. Are you ready to hit record, Scott?
I am now. I am recording right now. I am now recording.
All right.
That's the first time in how many weeks? But yes.
Well, we went through a whole show where you didn't start recording till the middle, but I was recording, so I was able to take your half from mine at the beginning. It's not important. All right, here we go. That's a hell of a bonus. Can you imagine the people listening on level 13 going like, wait, what? Wait, he forgot to cut off the first part of the show. So there will be some people that listen to level 13 to the pre-show and they will have stopped listening because they thought that I accidentally put the show on it. So they'll never even hear any of that we said.
I'm sorry, what?
One, two,